Jai Baba, chapter 47. There was this gentleman called Amir Shakar living in a place called Korale, which fell in the Kopargaon district. Amir had deep reverence for Baba. He truly loved him. Amir's family were butchers, but Amir earned his living by being a middleman and survived on the commission which he made through various business transactions. He was well known and respected. Amir fell ill with rheumatism. His entire body was affected. The affliction made even the slightest movement send his body into spasm and pain. Realizing that medicines were not healing him or even reducing the pain, he decided to settle all his work and leave for Shirdi. He was convinced that only Sai could save him. Amir reached Shirdi and prostrated with great difficulty at Baba's feet. He kissed Baba's hand and revealed to him all that which ailed him and caused him severe suffering. "Baba, please cure me of this illness, I beg of you." Baba nodded and said, "Everybody has to suffer according to their karma which is accumulated from past lives. Go and stay quietly in the chavdi. The place is far from ideal. Rainwater comes in, cold winds blow. There are craters that have formed inside. It shall seem inhabitable. But you have no option. Go and quietly live in chavdi." Amir went to the chavdi, took one look at the place, and his heart sank. Though Baba frequented chavdi every alternate night, the place was far from ideal for somebody suffering from severe pain and discomfort. Chavdi was an old, dilapidated place, from the floor to the roof. Wildlife roamed about freely in the form of lizards, scorpions, snakes, and chameleons. Dogs too were present, some eating the scraps left behind. There were lepers who were living in the chavdi too. The rear portion of chavdi had holes virtually knee-deep. It was also open to the elements of nature, which made it windy and cold within. Rainwater leaked from the roof. Amir's heart sank and he wished that Baba had sent him to a more habitable place or then back to his hometown. But if Baba had ordered him to stay here, he would stay here whether he liked it or not. He wondered as to how Baba spent every alternate night in this inhospitable place. The only solace that soothed Amir's restless heart and soul was that Baba was close by and that he spent every alternate night in this very place. Amir spent 9 months in the chavdi. Though logically the surroundings and dampness should have made his rheumatism worse, surprisingly, Amir felt better. The only thing that pained him was that he was not allowed to meet Baba Sai in Masjid Ai. But he could meet Baba every alternate night and that kept his spirits high. He also saw Baba often during the day when Baba went to Lindi Garden or when Baba went for his daily rounds to beg for food. Baba would often stand facing Lord Hanuman's temple and pray and would gesture with his hands. Often he stood in front of the chavdi and then faced all the directions, praying, shaking his head and raising his index finger. Every alternate night he would come to the chavdi, and once the aarti and puja would be concluded and people would return to their homes, Baba and Amir would talk to each other at length. How blessed Amir truly was, but the mind is a strange animal. In spite of being blessed with Baba's company and proximity, Amir was restless and bored. He wanted to leave now and go someplace else. One day, without seeking Baba's permission, he left Shirdi and went to Kopargaon and stayed in a guest house. Baba had warned him not to leave Shirdi, but he had no other option. His restlessness had engulfed him to the point that he had no option but to disobey Baba. Amir was elated to be out of the confines of Chowdi, but his heart was heavy as he knew that he had disobeyed Baba, and what was worse, he had left without seeking Baba's blessings or even informing anybody of his departure. He was better in health. The stiffness and pain afflicting his body had subsided tremendously. He found an abandoned cottage and decided to rest there. Lost in his own world, he heard somebody cough. He looked around and saw an old fakir who looked frail and worse. He looked as though he was dying. The old fakir called out to Amir and pleaded for some water. Amir was certain that the fakir was on his last few breaths, and he quickly went and got some water for him. Amir slowly poured water in the fakir's mouth, but to his horror, the moment the fakir sipped a little water, the old man fell to the ground dead. Amir froze. The old man was truly dead. Amir was the last person to have interacted with the fakir. It was night time. They were all alone. It would seem as though he had something to do with the old man's death. "Oh Baba, why did I disobey you?" was the first thought that came to Amir's mind. Baba had foreseen such a calamity, and thus he had told Amir not to leave Chowdi till he gave permission to do so. Baba was omnipresent and all-knowing. Why couldn't Amir just have faith in Baba? Why did he have to be so restless in the mind and so fickle in his faith? He was certain that in the morning there would be a police investigation, and he was the only person with the fakir. All suspicions would point towards him. Who would believe Amir? Amir had nobody to collaborate with that he was innocent. There being no witness to this unfortunate incident, Amir was certain that the police would be convinced that he had a hand in the old man's death. The fact that he had given water to the old man, and after him having had the first sip, the old man had collapsed and died, meant that Amir had a hand in the fakir's death. "Only Baba can save me now," was his final conclusion. We shall continue this story in the next chapter. Peace be to all. Baba bless us that we listen to him implicitly and follow his guidance joyously. Jai Sai.